This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The vast majority of military veterans are lawful and productive when they return to civilian life. Some run into trouble. In 2012, there were a little more than 180,000 veterans incarcerated in this country. That's the last year for which statistics are available. Some Massachusetts prisons and jails focus programs on the common experiences of vets. WBUR's Steve Brown takes us to a special housing unit for veterans at the Middlesex County House of Correction.
This isn't just about the treatment while they're in here. This is about turning them out better and stronger when they leave this facility than when they came in, because that brings benefits to society.
Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Katusian opened up the Housing Unit for Military Veterans, or Humvee, 11 months ago. It's the first of its kind in the state, and so far, staff and inmates like the way it's working.
I think everything happens for a reason, because this is the best place I could have ended up.
Stephen Valdivia was one of the first vets to move into the unit. He was serving a sentence for a B&E he says he committed to pay for a drug habit he developed after being injured in Afghanistan by an IED. He was released in May after completing his sentence. Before his release, Valdivia told me the support from fellow vets helped tremendously.
Being here with guys that, even if they're not combat veterans like me, they at least know where I'm coming from. They may recognize when I'm having a bad day. And rather than let me isolate like I would on another unit in a cell, you know, everyone kind of lifts each other up. We build each other up here. We try not to let anybody, you know, it's very, very unit-based. It's every man for himself on other units. And here it's, you know, it's like being back in the military where you look after the man to your left and your right.
The vets in the Humvee unit have a structured day. Wake up is at 7, and there's a house meeting at 8:30 where all the inmates discuss concerns about the unit. They attend programs ranging from anger management to a parenting group. The unit can house up to 54, although as of last week, 29 veterans were living in the barrack-style unit, decorated with patriotic murals and the emblems of the various branches of the military. Sheriff Katusian says there's virtually no extra cost to running the unit, since his department would have to be incarcerating the inmates anyway.
It is easily absorbed within our system right now. The personnel is already working here. We're just assigning them into this unit, and it has not been taken away from any of the other resources or capacities we've needed throughout here.
Katusian credits his staff, including Veterans Services Coordinator Paul Connor, for the early success of the unit. Connor served as a platoon leader in the Army and has been sober for more than 10 years. He says the unit operates much like the military.
We've created in there something very similar to what, like, a platoon of soldiers is, and not that, like, you know, they don't come to attention, we don't march around, we're not, you know, saluting, you know, not that kind of stuff, but they're broken up into squads for work and detail purposes.
Connor interacts one-on-one with the inmates in the unit, as well as with justice-involved veterans in the Middlesex Veterans Court. He tells the veterans that their mistakes should not define them.
There are some guys in there who have, you know, have done some not-so-great things, obviously. That's why they're here. But at one point in their life, they took an oath to defend this country. And, you know, for one reason or another, they ended up here. And this is kind of our way of saying, all right, well, thank you for your service, and how can we help you, how can we help point you back in that right direction, bring some honor back to your life.
Other sheriff's departments, as well as the State Department of Correction, are keeping an eye on the Middlesex Humvee unit to determine whether similar programs might be right for other prisons and houses of correction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.